I want to now go to one of Sadie's candidates, Deborah Ross. She's a former Democratic member of North Carolina's State Assembly. She's now the challenger running to unseat incumbent Republican Senator Richard Burr. Deborah Ross, thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's wonderful to be with you.
Give me an idea of what you think are the big issues in the race. Is this a North Carolina focused race, or is Donald Trump and his relationship to Richard Burr, your opponent, an important part of it?
Well, ever since I launched this campaign last fall, I've been focused on the people of North Carolina, and I've traveled the state. So in North Carolina, we say, I've been from Murphy to Manio, but I've gone even farther east. I've gone to Nag's Head and gotten the endorsements of the mayor of Murphy and the mayor of Nag's Head. And I've been focusing on what people are talking about every day around their kitchen tables. They want to have economic security so that they can retire and know that Social Security and Medicare are going to be there for them in their senior years. Richard Burr has a horrible record on Social Security and Medicare. He voted to allow cuts to Social Security and wrote his own plan to turn Medicare into a voucher program.
Don't Social Security and Medicare, though, need some reductions in order to prevent them from going bankrupt?
Social Security and Medicare need to be stabilized, but reducing them as the first option is not the way to go. I haven't talked to a single person who thought that. And there are many ways that we can shore up both of those systems, and I've got plans to do them, which I'm more than happy to share with you and your listeners. We also have a problem with student loan debt, and I've been hearing from a lot of young people and their parents that young people need to get the skills and education for a 21st century economy without graduating with crushing student loan debt. And Senator Burr voted against allowing people to refinance their student loan debt. He actually voted to cut the Pell Grant program. And these are things that hurt the future of our kids, and they hurt our families.
Deborah, let me ask you this question. It is very difficult to beat an incumbent senator in the United States. At the beginning of the cycle, people looked at this race as one that Republicans were likely to win. Do you think that the elevation of Donald Trump as the Republican nominee has changed your prospects for winning this race? And what role does Trump at the top of the ticket play in the argument that you're making?
Well, I think that Donald Trump has certainly made his mark in this country and in North Carolina. His candidacy has made it much easier for Hillary Clinton to win in North Carolina, and she's investing money here. It's been very curious to me that Senator Burr, particularly as chair of the Intelligence Committee, has so enthusiastically endorsed Donald Trump. He even headlined an event for Donald Trump recently in Charlotte. His name was right up there. When Donald Trump is clearly reckless on national security issues.
Are you one of the ones who's argued that Donald Trump should not get classified security briefings?
I have said that anybody who is the nominee for President of the United States should be treated the same way and get those briefings. The question is whether or not he can deal with those briefings in a responsible way. And I think his comments and his behavior on the campaign trail call that into question.
Deborah Ross, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate your calling in. Good luck on the campaign trail.
We're going to win.
We will see. And now we're, in fact, joined by the other side of the argument. Paul Shoemaker is the senior strategist for Senator Richard Burr, who we were just discussing, who is trying to defend that seat. Paul Shoemaker, you just heard Deborah Ross. You want to respond?
John, first, thank you for having me on your show today. It's very clear when you listen to Deborah Ross. Deborah Ross would like to do nothing but attack the senator for the good work he's done in this state. 12 years as United States Senator, 10 years as a member of Congress. She clearly doesn't want to have a discussion about her record. And at the end of the day, when this race is elevated and North Carolina is a state that's very much a swing state that will be driven by the unaffiliated voters and the increases that we've seen here. But clearly, as this race gets elevated, Deborah Ross's scrutiny is going to be elevated, and voters are going to get to see a real choice here. And I find it interesting that she wants to attack Senator Burr who, yes, did headline an event, put his name to an event for Donald Trump, but she took three questions from a reporter and tried to avoid answering the question whether or not she thought Hillary Clinton was trustworthy or not. And at the third time, she said, yes, she's trustworthy. And we need to understand that both nominees here for president have major issues. And both candidates in the U.S. Senate race in any state is going to have to be confronted with the challenges those issues face each time. So Deborah Ross would prefer not to have a discussion about her record and would hopefully prefer not to have a discussion about Hillary Clinton, Secretary Clinton, and her record as well.
Paul, when you talk about Deborah Ross's record, what aspects do you want to highlight from her record?
Well, a couple of things. As head of the ACLU, it's very clear that she opposed, staunch opponent to creation of sex offender registry in the state of North Carolina. First thing, as head of the ACLU. Secondly is that right after 9/11, in 2001, September, Deborah Ross was challenging our national security operations and as a threat to American civil liberties. She has a very strong record of being weak. She is a individual who thinks the solution to the war on terror is through sophisticated negotiations. We've seen what sophisticated negotiations give us with deals like Iran, which she supports, by the way.
Paul, how does it change the contours of your race that Hillary Clinton does see an elevated chance of competing in North Carolina, meaning she's going to spend resources, she's going to turn out voters, which will benefit Deborah Ross? How does that change the race?
I don't think it changes anything if you're an observer of North Carolina politics. This is a state that Barack Obama carried in 2008, Mitt Romney carried in 2012. This is a state that is very much driven. In the last 12 years, since 2004, the market share for Democrats, registered Democrats in this state, have decreased over 7%. Republican market share has decreased 4%. Independent market share has increased 11%. Right now, you have pure political polarization amongst Republicans and Democrats. 90% of Republicans do not like Hillary Clinton, okay? 90% of Democrats do not like Donald Trump. Independents are evenly divided on those two candidates.
What about the education divide? I noticed in a recent poll in North Carolina where Ross was competitive, she might have been up a couple of points. It was the NBC Marist poll, and we saw a tremendous divide by education, where college-educated white voters in North Carolina were in favor of Clinton by, I don't know, 7 or 8 points, and there was a 30-point lead for Trump among non-college white voters. Does that mean Trump's helping you or hurting you?
I think right now it's a wash for both, because, and I say it's a wash for both, is because it comes back to where this vote's going to be decided. It's going to be decided in the middle. And while there is a lot of discomfort with Donald Trump, there is also a lot of discomfort with Hillary Clinton, and it comes down to level of trustworthiness. And I think that at the end of the day, if you want to make the argument that Clinton benefits by Trump and she's a likely winner, it's easy to make the argument because of her very, very terrible numbers on trustworthiness, is that voters in this state are going to want a senator who's going to keep an eye on her.
A check and balance argument.
A check and balance argument by far. And I think you'll see that play out across the country.
Paul Shoemaker, thanks so much for joining us. Loved hearing your perspective on North Carolina.
Thank you, John.